UN report, Urgent Measures, Money Needed to Fight Climate Change. By Penny Starr on August 9, 2021. The left-wing United Nations, UN, has issued a report warning countries around the world that time is running out to fight climate change, including reducing greenhouse gas emissions and donating money to the globalist organization. The warning mentions the world is facing more extreme weather, including those that have occurred for millennia, heat waves, rain, drought, and tropical cyclones. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's, IPCC, press release about the report said, in part, that efforts so far are failing. The report identifies that the level of future emissions will determine the level of future temperature rise and the severity of future climate change and the associated impacts and risks. Not only have CO2 concentrations increased in the Earth's atmosphere, but the rate of the increase has also sped up. The report shows that greenhouse gas emissions from human activities are responsible for approximately 1.1 degrees Celsius of warming since 1850 to 1900, and finds that averaged over the next 20 years, global temperature is expected to reach or exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. Unless there are rapid, sustained and large-scale reductions of climate change causing greenhouse gas emissions, including CO2, methane and others, the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5°C compared to pre-industrial levels, as enshrined in the Paris Agreement, will be beyond reach. This assessment of the latest science is a severe warning regarding the well-being of human society and all life on Earth. It is testimony to the fact that efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions over the past decades have been wholly insufficient. The report said 2021 is a crucial year for countries to pour money into the UN's efforts to regulate nations' energy policies and practices, including ending the production and use of fossil fuels, resources that are the foundation of Western civilization and have lifted millions out of poverty. The press release said, with respect to the intergovernmental negotiations on climate change, 2021 marks a crucial year as nations submit their new or updated nationally determined contributions embodying the efforts and actions of each country to respond to climate change and reduce emissions. Reuters reported what it said are the key takeaways from the UN publication. Humans are to blame. Temperatures will keep rising. Weather is getting extreme. Arctic summers could soon be free of ice. Seas will rise no matter what. Running out of time. This whiplash, this increase in both extreme wet and dry events, is projected to increase through the 21st century. Kim Cobb, a report author and a paleoclimate scientist at Georgia Institute of Technology, said in a National Public Radio, NPR, report. This is the first time that paleoclimate researchers, who study the climate of the past to understand how Earth will change in the future, have helped write every chapter of the report, NPR reported. Their work helps put today's climate in perspective. We can now say global surface temps are reaching levels not seen in 100,000 years, Cobb said. The rate of warming since 1970 is higher than any 50-year period in the last 2,000 years. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.